Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Fractal Bitcoin. Welcome to today's Bitcoin news video. My name is Chris. Make sure you subscribe and let's get right to the price. Right now the price is $62,959. This is obviously Bitcoin, frankly. And so we've come down to the bottom of this range. You can see the bottom yellow line here is $60,800, which we touched on March 20th, we touched it back on April 13th, and we haven't touched it yet, but, you know, look, we're in this range. It's been about 7 weeks. We've been just, we made our all-time high up here, and we've just been bouncing around, which is fine. It's like we're consolidating at the old all-time high, which was 69K and just below it. So, yep, and here's the thing. I'm going to show you a couple charts in a second, but I think the price would be going up more. But World War III, you know, people are scared. It's weird. So that might be suppressing the market a little. But let's get to the time chain calendar because we are less than 500 blocks away from the halving. It's going to happen in 3 days and 6 hours on April 19th at 7:54 p.m. I guess that's mountain time where I am. Right now, it's 1,587 sats per dollar. But yeah, this Friday will be the halving, which is exciting. Only happens about once every 4 years. Happens every 210,000 blocks. So 840,000. Once we hit that, boom, that's the halving. The reward to the miners gets cut in half. Jelly says, Bitcoin is still playing out very similarly to the 2014 to 2018 cycle. Your job is to survive the halving and pre-all-time high chop fest. The best is yet to come. Yeah, so he's comparing, this is 24 to 2018 over here, and you can see the bull run, and this is right now, and it's very similar, and we're in the first part of this green bull run here, so everything looks good. But like he says, your job is to survive the halving and the pre-all-time high chop fest. Right? We are going to chop around a little. It's okay, though, but just hang tight and hold. Diamond hands. You need diamond hands as opposed to lettuce hands, right? So despite all the fuss and the high price, Bitcoins are still leaving the exchanges. It is a totally atypical cycle. Yeah, so you could see this blue line going down and to the right. That's the amount of Bitcoin on exchanges, and people keep taking their Bitcoin off the exchanges, which is a bullish sign, right? That means people aren't going to sell. They're just going to hold them in their own cold storage. And so this is really good. And that also signals that we're nowhere near an all-time high, which we know we're not. But yeah, very good signal. Have you heard of Mr. 100? Yeah, Mr. 100 is an unknown entity known for buying 100 Bitcoin every day since November 2nd, 2022. They now hold 60,600 Bitcoin worth $3.8 billion, and they're $1.6 billion in profit. Wow. So due to the size of the investment, many people speculate this is a nation state buying Bitcoin, but who is it? Yeah, so who is it? I'll link to this post. You can read more. We don't know yet. We're going to find out, though. I mean, Edward Snowden said a few months ago, we're going to find out that there's been at least one nation state stacking Bitcoin, and this is probably it, Mr. 100. All right, Bitcoin Archive says the Google searches for halving are going parabolic. Awareness leads to adoption. So here's the curve here. You could see back in, was this 2020 for the halving, the Google search number of Google searches spiked, and now we're even above that. So yeah. And awareness leads to adoption. And speaking of the halving, there's a countdown billboard for the upcoming Bitcoin halving in Bangkok, Thailand. You could see this person's driving up. There's a huge billboard, a countdown, 3 days, 23 hours. I mean, man, talk about global. Oh, but here, this is ridiculous. A Swiss newspaper says the number of Bitcoin will double after the halving. Oh my God, so early. Yeah, I don't read this language, but Yeah, the I don't know, maybe they're confusing it with a stock split. I have no idea. Like, maybe they think it's a stock split, but that's ridiculous. That's look, and it's so early because people who are covering Bitcoin in the media don't even understand Bitcoin. Still, think about that. We are early. All right, here's a cool video from Andreas Antonopoulos. I watched this earlier. I will link to it below as I link to everything. This is the Bitcoin halving 2024, how it's different this time, myths debunked, Bitcoin bugs, and more. Very cool video. It's about 15 minutes, very worth watching. So I will link to that below. Check it out. And here's some news about El Salvador, which I don't know how I feel about this yet because I don't know enough about it. But just in, Google has opened a new office in El Salvador to support the country's digital transformation and modernization of government services. Okay, lower crime, growing economy, higher foreign investment. The IMF is in tears. Yeah. So here's a picture of Bukele with Google. So again, I don't know the details, but look, okay, Google opened an office there. And that's fine. But yeah, anyway, I don't know the details. So as we find out more about it, I know they're trying to build, you know, a technology hub, right? They're trying to become a technology hub of the world, El Salvador is. And that makes sense that Google's there, I guess. But like, Google's like, I don't know. What do you think? Let me know in the comments. Here's another awesome video from Bitcoin University, Matthew Cratter. More Bitcoin Magazine stinky cheese. Yeah, he talks about Bitcoin Magazine covering things that are shady, little shady, questionable, weird. Anyway, I'll link to it. You can watch it. I watched it. It's pretty interesting. I definitely recommend it. And also, I recommend Matthew Cratter's videos. He makes great videos, so shout out to him. Maybe someday he can be on the Bitcoin panel. Who knows? We'll see. So this is just a reminder to subscribe to the channel. And this is actually, I made this with AI. Anyway, that's pretty cool, right? Pretty cool design. But let's get to some fiat and government nonsense for context. Because everything's in context, right? And especially Bitcoin. Bitcoin, you have to understand Bitcoin in context, in the context of the current global corrupt monetary system, right? Okay, so this is congressional leadership using Israel as cover is set to shove another $95+ billion spending bill through Congress, where, you guessed it, more than half of the money will go to Ukraine. Over $370 more per household to Ukraine. Get your credit card out. More inflation taxes are coming. So this is what governments do. They just print money, they send it wherever they want to fund their wars. You get poorer, I get poorer, the rich people get richer, and the currency is devalued, and inflation makes the value of the currency go down. And Bitcoin is the opposite. Bitcoin fixes this. Very important. And just so you know, we've just taken out the Great Depression. Yeah, this is the market, this chart. It's the market cap of the largest stock relative to the 75th percentile stock. And you could see back in the Great Depression, it was way up here, over 700x. Now we're even above that. So what this means is that the bigger companies are becoming bigger and the smaller companies are becoming smaller in relation to that. So the wealth is sort of gravitating to these the largest companies, basically, right? Yeah, not good. And because we know they're doing a bunch of shenanigans to make that happen, right? The rich people, they want to get richer and they're utilizing the currency to do that. And they're scamming us using the corrupt currency to become richer. That's what they're doing. And Bitcoin solves that. So yeah. Dream Chaser says 11 years later and we're still waiting for the Ponzi scheme to collapse. Yeah, remember that? And the Bitcoin price at this time, by the way, in 11 years ago, was $131.95. Yeah, here was it's some article from some writer. Fool's gold. Bitcoin is a Ponzi scheme. The internet's favorite currency will collapse. Yeah, this is just a reminder that, well, beyond people not knowing anything about Bitcoin, they literally don't know what it is. They don't know how it works. They just think it's a scam because they don't know, and they're just stupid. In essence, it comes down to they're stupid. Or they're corrupt and they're lying to you on purpose. It's one of the two. Yeah. So anyway, Bitcoin has died how many times? I think 400 times they've pronounced Bitcoin dead. No, it's not going to die. I thought this was interesting from Jensen Huang, the CEO of NVIDIA, right? You hear this, you know, teach your kids to code, they said. Future-proof your kids, they said. And then here's the quote from the NVIDIA CEO. Over the last 10 to 15 years, almost everybody would tell you that it is vital that your children learn computer science. Everybody should learn how to program. In fact, it's almost the opposite. It is our job to create computing technology such that nobody has to program, and the programming language is human. Everybody in the world is now a programmer. This is the miracle of AI. And this, to me, this is interesting because we like computer programming, it's still necessary, but it took people programming like in a programming language, you know, like C++ and JavaScript and whatever languages, right? I'm not a programmer, but now, because AI is becoming so good and the interface between humans is becoming better, like now in the future, you probably won't need to learn a programming language. You'll just have to learn how to use the AI. And that's a substantial shift in the computer programming world, right? That'd be cool if I could program stuff. I would love to. With a human interface, I could just tell the AI what kind of application I want to build and it'll build it. That's cool. Now, here's a good learning resource. This is Wiser. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. That's what I would guess. Bitcoin education. And yeah, and so this is their Twitter, but this is a website and it's an app. So you can get it on Google Play or Apple App Store. And you can learn about Bitcoin, finance, and economics. You can unlock loot boxes and collect sats. All right. I haven't tried it, but, you know, look, we all need some education. And if you want to play around with something, go for it. All right. This is cool. Satoshi 7B. This is a open source AI model based on Satoshi Nakamoto's writings. And this is Satoshi 7B, the latest version. Open source Bitcoin-centric large language model. And, oh yeah, there we go. Okay, so the Spirit of Satoshi team, and yeah, Spirit of Satoshi is the team that's creating this. They're proud to release Satoshi 7B, the most based large language model in the world. It is the culmination of almost 9 months of experimentation on a whole suite of open source models, and we're thrilled to share it with the world. Satoshi 7B is a large language model fine-tuned on a Q&A dataset related to Bitcoin principles, technology, and culture, in addition to Austrian economics and non-woke political perspectives. It is intended for use as a Bitcoin education, culture, and economics assistant. And you can check it out here, app.spiritofsatoshi.ai. I'll link to it below. I haven't tried it yet, but this is awesome. I mean, come on. This is... And I've been waiting, and I know some of them probably already exist, but I've been waiting for an AI that is like non-woke, because ChatGPT and all of them, they're like neutered, right? They have code in there that won't let you ask certain things, and it won't let it answer certain things. And it's like, dude, can I just have an AI that just can just be an AI? Let me do what I want with the AI? No. ChatGPT, they have to put in all these filters and make it all woke and stuff. So anyway, so this is cool. Spirit of Satoshi. And as I mentioned, Satoshi 7B. So that's this is our website, fractalbitcoin.com. Click this link on the top right here. Join our locals community. This is where we hang out. Come over here and say hi. And don't forget, on Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern, we do the Bitcoin panel. Of course, last week I was at BitBlock Boom, but this coming Friday, I think it's going to be awesome. First of all, it's the day of the halving. Second of all, I'm going to invite people that I met at BitBlock Boom. So this Friday is going to be awesome. And we stream right here on this channel. So definitely subscribe to this channel and like the video and all that. And I really appreciate you watching. Let me know if you have any feedback for content and all that stuff. And I appreciate all you savages on YouTube who are supporting me every day with your kind words. I really love it. Thank you. And I'll see you tomorrow for tomorrow's Bitcoin news video. All right. See you.